Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, making our way through here. It is Tap the App times two today.
Yes.
In other words, we're giving two pairs of tickets away to the Saturday East Texas A&M game over at Doak Campbell. They'll kick that off at 11 a.m. So what you have to do, you have until 5 o'clock this afternoon to go to the app, News Radio Pensacola. That's the way you get to it. When you access the app, the registration page will pop up on you, first page to do so, and fill it out, submit it. Austin picks a winner at 5:15 today. Did I cover that pretty well?
Yes. Right. And and as you said, today is special because we are picking two winners at once.
All right. Good for us. All right. Let's go and check out the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. The project's going to involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
And the National Hurricane Center reports a tropical wave off Africa that has a 70% chance of developing as it moves west, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend, the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America, though, still currently showing no tropical activity.
Number three.
All quiet out there. That's the good information to pass on. Governor DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility in Panama City, a whole lot closer to home, following the recent opening of the deportation depot at Baker Correctional Institute. And that's over near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not been provided.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All righty. Well, the Foley Public Library gearing up for its inaugural Foley Gaming Con. It's scheduled for Saturday, September 13th at the Foley Civic Center. Attendees can participate in free activities such as Dungeons & Dragons campaigns, chess tournaments, and cosplay contests. There will also be a story time for younger guests, and a mobile gaming truck will be on site, allowing up to 28 people to game on the go. Food vendors will be available, and the event is free.
Okay, former Pensacola City Councilwoman Ann Hill wants to be Pensacola's next mayor. She's a real nice lady. Remember her serving this last term. She submitted her pre-file paperwork on Tuesday, and he'll share the information with Andrew McKay today on Pensacola Morning News.
Well, I think the most important role of a mayor is to listen to the people and make decisions based on their input. And I feel like I've been around the people for a long time, and I'm very qualified to follow through on that. And I've been helping change Pensacola in different roles, and I think it's time to take over the mayor's position.
Mayor Reeves hasn't yet filed to run for re-election for 2026. It is already 4:15. Austin Price looking at the weather and traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on 9 Mile Road itself, this is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. But none of those spots should be much of a surprise to you, especially this time in the afternoon. As for your weather, at around 86 degrees, sunny, mostly clear, maybe some clouds here and there. And that's how it's going to be over the course of the next several days, heading all the way towards your upcoming work week. As a result, we're going to see the highs creep back up come Sunday, sitting at around 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
President Trump's failed assassin Ryan Ruth is putting forth a list of bizarre demands. Dana Marie McNichol, she's down in Miami with the story on News Radio 92.3.
He made a series of unusual requests in what he called an evidence motion. He suggested that he'd be willing to trade access to evidence if the court forced President Trump to testify, and suggested he even fight the president, writing, quote, "Bring that idiot on. I think a beatdown session would be more fun and entertaining for everyone. Give me shackles and cuffs and let the old fat man give it his worst," end quote. Now those filings don't stop there. Ruth asked for access to female strippers and even joked about playing Trump in a round of golf with a deadly stake, writing, quote, "A round of golf with that racist pig. He wins. He can execute me. I win. I get this job."
Goodness gracious. All right. And former House Speaker Paul Renner announced his campaign for the Republican governor's nomination this morning. Renner said he wants to defend the victories of the DeSantis era, but the governor told reporters he wants no part of a Renner campaign. Renner would compete with Southwest Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, who has President Trump's endorsement and more than $20 million in his campaign account. Former Republican David Jolly is the only prominent Democrat in the governor's race.
A lot of folks down in the Florida Big Bend territory smiling this afternoon. Franklin County residents welcoming a new state law that prohibits oil drilling or production within 10 miles of the Apalachicola River Basin. Supporters cite concerns about repeating the environmental damage caused by the BP oil spill back in 2010.
All right. And also, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Surgeon General Joseph Latipo announcing plans to remove all vaccine mandates. DeSantis says some were created by Florida Department of Health officials, while others are part of state law. He also announced plans to create a state Make America Healthy Again Commission, or MAHA Commission, to implement recommendations from the U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr. House Democrats accuse the governor of trading children's health for media headlines.
Okay, let's talk about health and the governor and the state of Florida. We're going to combine them all here. Governor DeSantis touting his SAFE program to combat fentanyl. Ashley Webster has the details.
SAFE stands for State Assistance for Fentanyl Eradication, and it gives Florida law enforcement more resources to combat drug trafficking. And it is working, says the governor. According to DeSantis, the program has enabled law enforcement to seize hundreds of pounds of fentanyl and has contributed to a notable decrease in opioid-related deaths in the state of Florida. Through nearly 200 SAFE investigations, 485 pounds of fentanyl have been seized, along with more than 63,000 fentanyl pills. DeSantis says that's enough fentanyl to kill one-third of the population of the United States.
And eight insurance companies are being fined for how they handled claims following Hurricanes Ian and Idalia. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced yesterday the companies were fined more than $2 million combined for misconduct. The fines range from $150,000 to $400,000. The three companies fined the most were American Coastal, American Mobile, and Clear Blue.
I wonder if this little kid in Jacksonville is going after sponsorship rights from Chick-fil-A. Let me just tell you what I'm talking about. There was this little hungry little boy in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Scared the heck out of his parents. What he did, he snuck out of the house.
Oh, my Lord.
Before they woke up. Well, what did he do? He tromped on down to the Chick-fil-A and got a breakfast. As he was sitting there having breakfast with the manager, well, the authorities kind of walked in wondering why this little kid was sitting there eating Chick-fil-A. He explained they took him home to his house. And let me just put it like this. His parents had a lot of explaining to do.
A summer adventure for five-year-old William. He snuck out of the house one morning and headed for Chick-fil-A, which happens to be a short walk down the street. The age of the unaccompanied customer prompted the manager to call the sheriff's office, and deputies arrived to find him chowing down on a breakfast sandwich. On police body cam footage, the youngster asks, "Are you going to take me to jail?" They didn't. But they took William home, where he got a talking to from his father.
I think it did shake him up some, so I don't think we really needed to, you know, impress too much that you shouldn't do it again, things like that. I think he understood that it was serious, but we did talk about it.
His parents admitted they thought William was still asleep and didn't realize he was gone. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
My goodness. All righty, 420 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national news for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 13th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida by tuning in tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. President Trump gives a press conference yesterday in which he talks about all kinds of things, from sending in the National Guard to other cities besides D.C., such as Chicago, to a rocket strike that destroyed a Venezuelan drug boat, to the reports of his early demise, and, of course, the announcement that Space Command was going to relocate to Huntsville, Alabama. Ann Hill, former city councilwoman, has pre-filed to run for mayor. We talked with her. Also, of course, D.C. Reeves, the current mayor. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a beautiful day. I heard everybody sing. The sun shines down for all of us.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers has introduced an ethics bill to ban stock trading in Congress. Want to hear more about this? I have the numbers coming up for you in a minute here, so hold on for that. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Texas Representative Chip Roy says the Restore Trust in Congress Act would restrict members of Congress from trading stocks.
That retains the ability of members of Congress to have their funds in broadly held mutual funds. It allows members of Congress to be able to work through under the rules to do that, but they should not be trading equities and they should not be enriching themselves on the very issues that they're voting on.
The Republican announcing the bipartisan measure alongside Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We can make our country better. We can make this institution better.
Roy noting the act combines multiple bills from lawmakers, adding President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson have said they support banning members of Congress from trading stocks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq jumping, boosted by tech stocks after Google was spared the worst in its landmark antitrust case. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, while energy and industrials lagged. Shares of Google parent Alphabet jumped 9%, notching a record close, following a judge's ruling that Google will not be required to divest Chrome or its Android operating system, but must share search data with competitors. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow down 25 points, the Nasdaq up 218, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 News Radio 92.3. We're less than an hour away now from pulling a winner for Tap the App.
Yeah, 50 minutes.
DS, you got it until 5 o'clock to get the registration form in. Go to the app, News Radio Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Fill it out.
Yeah, once you fill it out.
Pop-up, fill out, and submit it.
This is something we're doing every weekday, and this is going to be every week leading up to a Florida State home game this week. It's East Texas A&M traveling to Tallahassee. And, we do it the same way with the like we did with the Alabama game, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. You got your chance to enter in. And just for today, we are giving away two tickets. We didn't give a pair or two pairs. We didn't give a pair away on Labor Day Monday.
Yeah, it's Tap the App times two today. So yeah. We'll be doing that. Get those registration forms in before 5 this afternoon. Austin picks the winner at 5:15. And right now, he's looking at the traffic and weather together this afternoon.
I sure am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some developing on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic Highway in front of UWS main entrance. Also have some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. But because of that, we're going to see the high start to creep up. Come Sunday, the high is going to be around 92.
Okay, so if you're maybe planning a trip down to Central or South Florida, you might want to take along that rain jacket with you or umbrella. The weeks-long weather pattern will stay in effect for the next few days. Brandi Campbell, down in Miami, in the rain with the latest.
The stormy pattern in Florida has been relentless for the past couple of weeks, and it's not done with the Sunshine State as it slides further south and east across Florida. Miami-Dade County Emergency Management, as well as the city of Fort Lauderdale, already posting warnings online to make sure residents are aware. Those areas could get 3 to 5 inches of rain through the end of the week. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as we don't see flooding, this could be beneficial. Parts of southeast Florida under an extreme drought. Stick with us on Fox Weather for the latest updates. I'm Brandi Campbell with Fox Weather.
All right, and unidentified flying objects will be the subject of a House Task Force on Government Transparency's hearing next week. The chair of the Task Force on the Declassification of Federal Secrets issued a statement declaring that the American people deserve maximum transparency from the federal government on sightings, acquisitions, and examinations of UAPs and whether they pose a potential threat to American safety. Witness testimony is expected to come from Air Force and Navy veterans who have all previously discussed witnessing aerial phenomena, as well as journalist George Knapp.
Is President Trump moving the guard into the Windy City? Well, Illinois officials continuing to reject the president's planned deployment of federal troops into Chicago. Mike Tobin reporting he's on the streets right now in Chicago.
While the politicians are going back and forth, the Illinois governor is accusing the president of tearing the country apart. But meantime, the president, you've heard him, insists that he's now obligated to send troops into Chicago. It's a matter of when, not if. The president, again, a short time ago, encouraged the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, to call him and ask for federal help. Governor Pritzker and the Democrats who run Chicago grew even more defiant Tuesday evening.
For Trump, it's about testing his power and producing a political drama to cover up for his corruption.
From business owners to the man on the street, most of the people we speak with welcome anything that will make neighborhoods safe.
Okay, feeling lucky, the Powerball jackpot has now soared well above $1.4 billion. For tonight's drawing, Nate Foy has more.
The jackpot's now at $1.4 billion. That's the fourth largest jackpot. So the dream is very much alive. We asked people what they would do if they won, and many promised to be quite charitable. Listen to this.
I would take care of my family, of course, you know, maybe donate a little bit to charity and just live a good life, retire.
I'm going to help all those who help me. That's what I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to build like a church or something for kids to go. A church plus like kids' ground, kids' playing ground. I'm going to do that.
Your chances to win the entire thing are 1 in 292.2 million. 10 people matched all 5 white balls in Monday's drawing but missed the Powerball, so they each won $1 million.
Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Trump administration says military strikes against drug cartel boats will continue. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Interdicting ships at sea is not stopping drug cartels, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says.
What will stop them is when you blow them up, when you get rid of them.
Rubio was asked about a U.S. military operation this week targeting a vessel in the Caribbean.
And it'll happen again.
Rubio says 11 Trinidad gang members were killed in the drug boat strike. President Trump vowed Tuesday he would send troops to Chicago to crack down on crime, but didn't say exactly when. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says boots could be on the ground by the end of the week.
Looks like they're going to be fully assembled on Friday. It doesn't mean they're going to be in action on Friday, although that could happen.
Pritzker continues to hammer the plan, saying crime is down in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Before the season, it was college football playoff or bust for the LSU Tigers. And after Brian Kelly's squad beat Clemson at Dabo Sweeney's place, there are really now no more excuses for LSU. Garrett Nussmeier is a good QB, and after week one, LSU's defense looks to be vastly improved, which is enormous, because their defense has been their biggest weakness during Kelly's LSU tenure. I'm Zach Elba.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on East Texas A&M on Saturday, September 6th? Tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app and Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., tap that app for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So please, could you go back where you came from again?
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. The project will involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center reports a tropical wave off Africa now has an 80% chance of development as it moves westerly. likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend, the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America currently shows no tropical activity.
Number three.
And Governor Ron DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility in Panama City following the recent opening of the deportation depot at Baker Correctional Institution near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not yet been provided.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Pensacola is allocating $108,000. This is to purchase 18 license plate reading cameras. The Pensacola Police Department has been testing five cameras during an ongoing trial period. Interim PPD Chief Christian Brown stated that the cameras are being funded with settlement money from the National Opioid Litigation Fund.
All right. And Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing that happened overnight on Olive Road. Investigators say a man was stabbed at a home near Malibu Drive at around 1 a.m. Officials say the suspect is described as a tall white man, but the victim reportedly is not cooperating with investigators.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Novak Djokovic one more time. 3-6-4. Clutch when it counts.
6-3.
Closes out Fritz.
3-6-6-4.
Sets his sights on Carlos Alcaraz. What'll be his 53rd major semi.
On ESPN, trying for his 25th Grand Slam singles title to break a tie with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history, Novak Djokovic eliminated American Taylor Fritz in four sets in the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Djokovic will face Carlos Alcaraz in the semifinals Friday. Djokovic 5-3 lifetime against Alcaraz, who yesterday moved into the semis with a straight sets win over Jiří Lehečka. Today, American Amanda Anisimova plays Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. Ready or not, here it comes. The new NFL season kicks off tomorrow in Philadelphia. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are favored to win by 8.5 points. If we look closely on the jersey of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley tomorrow night, we will notice a gold NFL shield patch just below the V in the collared jersey. Beginning this season, five NFL players who won major AP awards last season will wear these gold patches on their jerseys every game. And winners of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award will wear special jersey patches the rest of their careers. The NFL piggybacking on Major League Baseball, which placed gold patches on the backs of six players' jerseys this year, based on 2024 statistics. In the NFL, aside from Saquon Barkley wearing a gold patch for being the AP Offensive Player of the Year last season, league MVP Bills quarterback Josh Allen will have a gold patch. So will Defensive Player of the Year Pat Surtain II of the Broncos, Offensive Rookie of the Year Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, and Defensive Rookie of the Year Rams linebacker Jared Verse. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Los Angeles Clippers being accused of secretly funneling $28 million to Kawhi Leonard through a shell endorsement deal to evade NBA salary cap rules. Reports show Leonard's company, KL2 Aspire LLC, was owed money by Aspiration, a now bankrupt sustainability startup backed by team owner Steve Ballmer. A signed agreement shows that Leonard was to be paid the amount between 2022 and 2025, despite providing no visible promotional work for the company.
Okay, the Associated Press released its top 25 college football poll rankings on Tuesday. Joe Morgan has more on the numbers.
After a dominant defensive effort against Arch Manning in Texas, Ohio State has climbed to number one in the AP top 25 college football poll. The defending champion Buckeyes are at the top of a regular season poll for the first time since November 2015, while the Longhorns dropped to seventh. Penn State, LSU, Georgia, and Miami round out the top five, with LSU beating Clemson on the road and Miami taking down Notre Dame in South Florida. Florida State, which started the season unranked, is now 14th after taking care of Alabama on Saturday, with the Crimson Tide falling from 8th to 21st. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And NBC Universal says nearly all available ad spots are sold out for this NFL season. The media company said 90% of its ad inventory for Sunday Night Football has been sold. Meanwhile, ad spots for February Super Bowl are already completely booked. NBC said this upcoming NFL season is already its highest grossing to date. The NFL season kicks off tomorrow with the Eagles taking on the Cowboys.
All right, President Trump planning to be in attendance for the Yankee game on the anniversary of 9/11. Jared Max has more on the story.
When the New York Yankees host the Detroit Tigers next Thursday on September 11th, security will likely be tight.
The President of the United States is expected to be in attendance. 24 years since the terror attacks on New York and Washington, President Trump expected to attend a memorial event at the Pentagon on the morning of September 11th and then be in the Bronx, New York later that night for the Yankees game versus the Detroit Tigers. The New York Post reported its source cautioned the plans were tentative and that the president could still change his mind. Earlier this year, President Trump became the first acting American president to attend a Super Bowl. 1 week later, he was at the Daytona 500. He is expected to attend golf's Ryder Cup later this month in New York. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, California, Washington, and Oregon are forming a new West Coast Health Alliance to prioritize public health based on science rather than politics. California Governor Gavin Newsom says Trump's mass firing of CDC doctors and politicization of the agency threaten American health and safety. He says the initiative addresses concerns about the CDC's credibility and aims to restore trust in health guidelines. The alliance will ensure that vaccination recommendations and health policies are guided by trusted experts regardless of federal changes.
442 News Radio 92.3, a new synthetic killer that is much stronger than fentanyl making its way around the country. It may even be resistant to Narcan. David Spun has more.
Nitazenes are a class of opioids that have been on the street for a few years now, about 6 years according to officials. But drug dealers are slipping nitazenes in common street drugs like Percocets, Adderall, and oxycodone. Fox is told that drug dealers started looking at different options when police started cracking down on fentanyl, and many of these dealers started using these nitazenes instead. Remember, it's a class of drugs. Now, Congressman Eugene Vindman and Congressman Michael Baumgartner introduced a bipartisan bill called the Nitazene Control Act. Congressman Vindman announced it on X, describing the effort as the first ever bill to crack down on nitazenes.
And it's that time of year that fall allergies start up. Dr. Sandra Hong, an allergist for Cleveland Clinic, says now's a good time to dust and vacuum to ease allergy symptoms, especially in the bedroom. She recommends frequently washing bedding and considering using dust mite covers and changing air filters in the furnace before turning on the heat. For people dealing with nasal congestion, nasal sprays are recommended.
Yeah, does she realize we're going to be turning our heat on in about 3 months? She's in Ohio, I believe.
Yeah, she's definitely shooting for the median here.
Yeah, it means north of the 10 freeway, anything north of the 10. Hey, Florida Surgeon General has made a sweeping announcement about the childhood vaccine schedule in the state. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo said he and Governor DeSantis' administration will work to end every single childhood vaccine mandate in the state.
Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body, is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right.
Governor DeSantis said this is part of getting government out of people's lives. While state health officials will examine which vaccines they could unilaterally take off a mandatory schedule, others would require legislative approval. Right now, Florida daycare and school facilities require DTaP, measles, mumps, rubella, hep B, chickenpox, polio, and others. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, the feds are restoring health and science-related web pages that were deleted when President Trump first returned to office. Jill Nato has more on this.
The feds have reached a lawsuit settlement with the Washington State Medical Association and other groups. It requires the Department of Health and Human Services to recover information it deleted from government websites, most of which includes guidance on LGBTQ plus health, reproductive care, vaccines, and racism in health care. The items were deleted in reaction to a Trump executive order that told agencies to stop using the term gender in federal policies and documents. Doctors and public health advocates saw it as government overreach. The deleted items are expected to be restored in a matter of weeks. Jill Nato, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3, 15 minutes away from the deadline to tap the app. Go to News Radio Pensacola and fill out the registration page. By the way, that's the first page that pops up. Just go ahead, fill it out, submit it. Austin picks the winner today, and today, tap the app times two.
Yeah, got two winners.
Giving
today.
Away two winners there, so good
feeling
luck to
feeling especially
you.
Generous.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so we'll have that winner for you about 5:15 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Austin's looking at the weather and traffic together today.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we had several spots giving us trouble. None of them really much of a surprise. Have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on 9 Mile itself if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. And on Davis Highway traveling eastbound, this is right as you're going to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. That light's always tricky, but it's especially giving us trouble now. Your last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, but the highs are going to creep up over that span.
Okay, there you go. Nice forecast for the area. Let me take you on a national footprint. Cool temps, rainy weather coming for much of the U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Cooler air will continue to move in from the north with several cold fronts, bringing not only below average temperatures for the northern tier of the country in the Midwest, but the risk for strong to severe thunderstorms for the central U.S. today. A stalled front draped across the Gulf will bring the risk for heavy rain and stormy weather from Texas to Florida, and monsoonal rain will spread over the southwest and Four Corners with the risk of flash flooding the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Big change will come to ChatGPT, one intended to make parents feel a little bit better about their kids using it. Evan Brown has more.
OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, will integrate a set of parental controls in short order, along with ensuring that any sensitive conversations occurring between a user and the chatbot will be routed through GPT-5, the company's more advanced reasoning model. It's a response to ChatGPT allegedly not recognizing people going through mental distress. OpenAI acknowledged they fell short in this effort. ChatGPT has become the focal point in a few cases of suicide in which the chatbot seemingly ignored trigger words or even encouraged certain destructive behaviors. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Newsmax filed a lawsuit today accusing conservative media giant Fox News of acting as a monopoly. Attorneys for Newsmax adding in the filing that Fox has sought to protect and expand its monopoly power in the right-leaning pay TV news market by engaging in a suite of anti-competitive behaviors. Mortgage rates fell again last week, but not enough to pull overall demand out of the months-long rut. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages fell to 6.64%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index. Holiday shoppers are expected to trim their spending this season, according to a survey by consulting firm PwC. Consumers say they plan to spend an average of $1,552 on holiday gifts, travel, and entertainment, which represents a 5% slide. Crude oil futures for October under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
New car prices surging across the U.S., forcing Americans to get creative with their car loans to make ends meet. Here's Jeff Locke.
If you can't afford it, what do? Well, if you can't afford the payment, stretch the loan out. All-time records for 84-month auto loans. How many is 84 months? Well, do the math. It's 7 years. I can remember when it was 3 years, David Kelleher of David Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, you know, it's not a great thing, you know, but it's the current environment, you know. The remnants of inflation are still there. The tariffs are there. And then we have interest rates that are, you know, 3 or 4 points different, even for prime buyers.
So this is the only way somebody can get into a vehicle.
And a judge has ruled that Google does not have to sell its Chrome search browser in an antitrust lawsuit. Instead of selling Chrome, the judge is requiring Google to share some search data with rivals and restricting exclusive contracts for search results placement on browsers and smartphones. It's not a final decision. The judge is ordering Google and the Department of Justice to meet and confer and submit a revised final judgment by September 10th that aligns with his opinion.
Well, Jeff Locke a few minutes ago was talking about those mortgage rates and how hard it is to purchase a new home today. Well, let me give you the rates. They're out this afternoon. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.53%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.88%. And the number of available jobs declined at the end of July. Jenny Casola has the details.
The job openings and labor turnover survey for the last business day of July found fewer jobs were available, 7.18 million. That's down from the revised number of 7.35 million the month before and a sign the job market's cooling. The number of openings decreased in healthcare and social assistance, arts, entertainment, and recreation, and mining and logging. The Federal Reserve is watching the job market in addition to inflation as it decides whether to lower interest rates at its next meeting, September 16th and 17th. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
The FBI, DEA, and Department of Justice announced a federal takedown of a drug and money laundering scheme involving Chinese pharmaceutical companies and over two dozen defendants. Jeff Manasso has more.
Operation Box Cutter in the Southern District of Ohio leads to indictments and sanctions of four Chinese pharmaceutical companies, 22 Chinese nationals, and three defendants here in the U.S., accused in a scheme to promote, sell, and distribute cutting agents, including synthetic opioids, to increase yields and the potency of fentanyl for distribution.
Unless you track down every single person and business and entity and flow of money involved in it, you will never break the wheel. We are here today to break the wheel of fentanyl trafficking.
FBI Director Kash Patel overdoses from synthetic opioids like fentanyl, now the leading killer of young Americans from 18 to 45. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you. Coming up shortly right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Now don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking rate. Oh. All right now, baby, it's all right now.
Pensacola right now.
Heads up, Pensacola, you're 5 minutes away from the deadline to tap the app times two today. Two pairs of tickets going out for the FSU East Texas A&M game Saturday over to Campbell. They'll kick that off at 11 a.m. Just go to our app and pull up the registration page, submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15 today. So we're very excited about this, ready to announce the winners. But now, Austin's looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I just have a knack for doing that. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on a 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Also got some at the intersection of 9 Mile and Pine Forest. And we got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. And it's going to get hotter over those next several days as a result.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a new group of celebrities hit the dance floor. Michelle Polino has a story.
Andy Richter and Corey Feldman are among the celebrities lining up for the newest season of Dancing with the Stars. The new cast, announced on Good Morning America, also features Hilaria Baldwin, wildlife conservationist Robert Irwin, and two stars of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Jen Affleck and Whitney Levitt. They join Olympic gold medalist Jordan Chiles, NBA All-Star Baron Davis, and Boy Meets World star Danielle Fishel in the ballroom. The competition returns to ABC September 16th for its 20th anniversary. Alfonso Ribeiro and Julianne Hough host. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a rock feud is erupting between Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath. The beef started earlier this month when Pink Floyd co-founder Roger Waters made dismissive comments about Black Sabbath singer Ozzy Osbourne after his death. The 81-year-old Waters said, quote, "I don't care about Black Sabbath, I never did," and criticized Osbourne for being all over the TV with what he called his idiocy and nonsense. On Tuesday, Osbourne's 39-year-old son Jack responded on Instagram by calling Waters pathetic and out of touch and accused him of trying to get attention from the press.
All right, just squabbles there. This is interesting. I got to laugh. The Fry Festival is trying to make it again.
Just say the place. I'm
in
there.
The Caribbean. Well, yeah, but you may be there, but is the festival going to be there? That's the question to ask. Tanya J has more.
The Fyre Festival brand is back, this time in the form of a week-long resort event that's scheduled to kick off today in the Bay Islands of Honduras. The website for the Fyre-branded Coral View pop-up says attendees will have a private room at a beachfront hotel with a daily chef-prepared breakfast and can experience day boat excursions, beach fitness, kayaking, and nightly entertainment. The disastrous 2017 Fyre Festival was the subject of two documentaries and resulted in the wire fraud conviction of organizer Billy McFarland, who served 4 years in federal prison. In July, McFarland sold the rights to the brand, including its IP, trademarks, and social media assets, in an eBay auction for almost $250,000. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I am not joking, Chris, when I tell you this. I responded so enthusiastically because I thought you said Fry Festival.
Fyre Festival.
Yeah, very big difference there. Also wanted to touch on this. A first trailer being released for 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple. The film is a sequel to June's 28 Years Later and starts after Spike meets Sir Jimmy Crystal in a post-apocalyptic England. It also follows Ralph Fiennes, Dr. Kelson, as he becomes friendly with a zombie. The rest of the cast includes Alfie Williams, Jack O'Connell, and Cillian Murphy. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple hits theaters on January 16th.
Okay, there is... There's a guy, it's a Maryland man, has seriously been hurt by his pet buffalo.
Not many people could have predicted that.
Buffaloes here. David Kaplan has that story.
The 15-year-old buffalo's name is Dozer, short for Bulldozer. Dozer, who weighs over a ton, charged at 83-year-old Dick Wilds.
He came after me, and I sort of swatted him back. And that's when he got my arm, and then the next thing I know, I'm doing cartwheels in the air.
Dozer's horns caused severe damage to Wild's arm and leg. Wild says he was in a lot of pain, but fortunate to get himself to safety as first responders arrived. Crews worked quickly to stabilize Wild's, which included landing a state police chopper to get him to a hospital.
Okay, it is Tap the App. Austin has the winner at 5:15 this afternoon, so get ready for that. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.